Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey there, folks. Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer. How you doing? Good morning. Thank you for joining me on Cutting the Crap. What is crap? That's the reason I named the radio program this. It's culture, race, and American politics. Crap. It's that simple. If you think about what happens in the United States of America that really causes us great political strife and problems, it's mainly about culture and race. Really, culture and race. That's what gets us almost every time. And that's what I'm going to be talking about. Now, I want to put this into perspective for you because even myself, I am only a first-generation American. I was born here. My mother, German, basically immigrated to this country, became a citizen. And so I'm first-generation American. But the reason I'm talking about this, because we're going to deal with this particular thing, what happens when the country sets aside its laws in the name of what they're calling political correctness, what happens to us all. Now, this is why I say truth always reveals itself, period. It always reveals itself. And in this particular case, when it comes to the United States of America, I think you're watching a plan reveal itself regarding the total destruction of the United States of America. The total destruction of the United States of America. And how it's happening is by changing laws that have been in place for a long time to protect this country. What am I talking about specifically in this broadcast? I am talking about the fact that major liberal cities, Democrat-run cities, have now made moves to change the way their cities vote, specifically in New York City. New York City, and there's other cities doing this, but New York City, you know, de Blasio's out, and a new mayor, Eric Adams, is in. They signed a law that would, in fact, allow just about a million non-citizens the right to vote in New York City. A million non-citizens are given the right to vote in New York City. Now, this has been challenged forever. It's been challenged for a serious long time. But think about it for a moment, because this is where the truth recognition part comes in. Prior to 2016, the Democratic Party would have told you that people that want to come to America should just be able to come in, even if they break the law, to come across our borders, because we have to be compassionate. It's always been about be compassionate. You have to let these people come to America because they're coming from horrible third world countries. Be compassionate. And so they tugged continually on our heartstrings from this compassion angle. Then when you saw the change in the White House with what happened in 2020, and the topic right now is about on this is not about whether the election was proper, legal, or done right, but just think about it for a moment, even if it was, which it's not, all of a sudden we saw the floodgates for illegals in the United States of America open up. The barriers to our country were just torn down, what was being built up. Now, many countries, what most people don't know, like crossing borders in other countries, not only do you get arrested, but most countries, many countries still shoot you on the spot if you're trying to sneak in. However, America has to be this big, compassionate giant, when in fact, even though they tell you that America's bad, even though they teach our children that America is bad, and they now have to apologize for their whiteness, even if they're not white, but quote-unquote what the left thinks is white, including white thinking. But at any one time in our country, we have 160 countries on our border trying to get into our country. And that's because they know it's a great land of opportunity. But in that mix are people that have been told, if you'll come to America, we're going to feed you, we're going to clothe you, and we're going to give you free money. That's why you saw a million plus illegal folks cross the border in the early part of just last year. And all of these people were given benefits and housing. In fact, when you cross the border, all the border agents could do was help you get on a bus to the major metropolitan city or smaller cities of your choice. They hand-selected cities. Now, the way this works is an average American town in the United States of America is only about 6,400 people. So when you have a million plus cross the border, imagine how many small American towns you are replacing. Period. You're just replacing American folks and American towns and American jobs. But now, New York City has basically said, if you're illegal, we still think you should have a right to vote. You're a non-citizen and or illegal. And they've now dropped in these people that are non-citizens into the Dreamers category. Remember, Dreamers used to be when illegals made it into the United States of America, not coming here legally, and they had anchor babies. Anchor babies used to be a way to make sure that you, the illegal parent, didn't get deported from the United States of America because you came in illegally. So you ran across the border when you were pregnant, and you had your anchor baby in the United States. And that's what they called dreamers, right? And so what's going on besides New York, where they will let 1 million non-citizens vote? Now, this is key. They have no problem if you came across the border illegally. They have no problem if you are truly a citizen of another country. And those countries can be some of our worst enemies. But they are granting, and it's starting out with widespread municipal voting rights to non-citizens. Now, you wonder why even worry about it. Well, it's just municipal votes. Well, you have to understand that there's much more to the underbelly of, should we say, lower ticket voting or smaller voting than you can imagine. It is why we have open pedophilia posing as teachers in our school system that says, wait, I'm not a pedophile, I'm a mapper. What's a mapper? A minor attracted person. It's all about wordplay. This is how we get groomers in our system. This is how we get city council members, school board members that basically feel death to America and defund the police. See, the left plays on the fears of these people that are illegals. Many of these are truly leaving countries where their police are in fact corrupt. Many are leaving their countries where their government is absolutely corrupt. Many are thinking that America, as rightly so, is going to change their livelihood. So when these illegals come across, what does our liberal government do? Oh, police are bad. Police are bad. We got to get rid of them. Are they playing upon the fears of illegals that truly come from countries where the police are bad? Of course they are. And then they say, oh, we're going to take care of you. We're going to give you housing. We're going to give you health care. Your school's going to be free. Well, they're coming from countries where those things are priceless. They can't get that. And so American liberals are throwing that out there to recruit basically what is a brand new voting base. Now, it seems always on the left to be altruistic. We care about you. We love you. We want to take care of you. Now, that doesn't apply when, let's say, you want to take care of white Americans. It doesn't apply even now with mandates that if you're of a certain skin color, you wait last. Certainly doesn't apply to our men and women of any of our armed forces. They're not getting taken care of, especially if they get injured and hurt. So why the catering to illegals? Well, it's really very simple. When you cater to illegals and you bring them in mass, what you're doing is you're replacing a voter base with a brand new voter base that doesn't know you enough, doesn't know what you really stand for, doesn't know how you're really trying to destroy the great country they want to come in for, and you throw all of this American taxpayer dollars at them, you're basically buying the vote. Now, this vote-buying process, as you see these floodgates opening, it's not limited to New York City. There are a dozen communities right now across the U.S. that are allowing non-citizens to cast ballot in what they call local elections, including 11 towns in Maryland and Vermont. As of December, 14 local jurisdictions enacted non-citizen voting. Not only New York City, not only Washington or Maryland near Washington, D.C., but even San Francisco did this. Now, that should be a cue to most people that there's a problem. See, heretofore, you know, this issue of rights for foreigners to vote in the United States has always been a contentious issue. Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996 said you actually had to be a citizen, and federal law prohibited non-citizens from voting in federal elections, and it gave punishment by fines, imprisonment, inadmissibility, and deportation. This goes on in many places. Went on in Maricopa, Arizona. You have a thing called a federal ballot. That one's in reverse. You don't vote locally, but you can vote for president and Senate. This is why you need to understand why focusing on these things matter. A long time ago, when we were a nation only of immigrants, absolutely, immigrants voted. That law served its purpose way back then, when the territories and new states did it. But now, as the United States of America, founded and great, we are undoing our great nation by basically allowing people to come in where we know we can buy their vote. Now, buying votes is illegal. 100% illegal. You know it. But it's not illegal to let them in the hordes across the borders, give them $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month or more, pay for their schooling, give them free housing, knowing that they're going to vote for you. That's the loophole in the system, folks, and that is why the left has jam-packed America with illegal aliens. When we come back, I'm going to give you some more detailed facts, and we're going to talk about how do we all push back on this crap. Be right back right after this.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. If you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters, people cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things that end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things that can change the vote. I'm Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. I'm an inventor.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
That's why when you listen to Fish, my announcer for the radio program, when he says it's time to fight back on the politically correct, it's time to tell them to cut the crap. They are hurting the United States of America. You have to understand, if you look at the numbers, if we were just to arbitrarily give non-citizens voting rights, that would be the equivalent of one out of every seven Americans. Now, I want you to understand that. In an election in Maricopa County, Arizona, which was ostensibly won by 0.0467 points, and we showed you how one out of nine ballots got changed, what do you think will happen if you allow all of a sudden something sweeping in the system that is going to change one out of seven votes, or going to let people vote that shouldn't be voting one out of seven? These are voting age people, by the way. This is the complication of it. And so what happened is, when you combine people that have come to this country illegally, should have no right to vote, right? And when you literally think about, okay, your parents came illegally, you're an anchor baby, you have deferred action on some of those, but you have to meet criterias. Some of these criterias, I don't even call criterias. How about this? The most populous city in the United States of America, you're an illegal non-citizen. You get some sort of documentation many times. You know, that's why they'll give out IDs. That's why they'll give out driver's license. Right? In New York City, it's one of nine. And all you have to do is to have lived in that city for 30 days. That's it. That's the only requirement. All you have to do is live there for 30 days. Now, these elections that are going on, they have triggered them to begin in 2023. You understand we are in a huge battle to try to save the United States of America. The cascading effect of this is, let's say even you're just giving illegals and non-citizens the right to vote at the municipal level. But let's say you want to do a $5 trillion new underground tunnel super train package. Many will want that free transportation. What happens? That graft money goes into the system. Hundreds of millions of those dollars are pulled off and given to groups that will challenge anything conservative. And it allows the lawmakers to thump their chest, even though they probably haven't even started to work on it, saying, look at all the jobs we did. You have to understand this cyclical trend. You have to understand this circle jerk that goes around of why they will even do this. This is why they'll bus them into any country. And this is why the Democrats push so hard. It's like the San Francisco State University. Ron Hayduck is his name, or Hayduck is his name, wrote a book called Democracy for All, Restoring Immigrant Voting Rights in the United States. Now, he wants to use the premise that way back when we weren't 50 states yet, long time ago, that immigrants in 1776 could vote. Why? Because we were, in fact, a nation of immigrants. Period. We were a nation of immigrants then. That absolutely makes sense. It's the same people that tell you when we have the Second Amendment that, okay, but citizens can only own muskets. That's what it was meant for. They can't have automatic rifles. They can only have muskets. This is the same people that are trying to weaponize history and trying to basically destroy the United States of America because they believe their way is the only way. And that is what's happening in New York City, Maryland, Vermont, San Francisco. Are those bastions of great voting? Vermont is Bernie Sanders' land, right? Mr. I am a socialist. Maryland, right, has tremendous problems. San Francisco's number one app 2 years ago in San Francisco, in case you haven't been kept up, they have an app in San Francisco, and it's called the San Francisco Poop App. You might not have heard of it. It is an app where people report where all the homeless defecate in the streets because they don't go anywhere. They just defecate on the sidewalks in the street. And there is so much that the city can't clean it up. And so there is now an app you carry around in San Francisco to find out which streets have the least poop so you can walk and don't have a chance to get exposed to all of the dangers of human poop all over the street. I kid you not, you can look it up yourself. Boston is trying this. Chicago is trying this. What does this tell you, folks? This tells you they are pulling out every way they can, and now this truth that's coming out is to totally destroy the United States of America. And it's being done from the inside out. When we come back, we're going to keep on talking about this crap. I'm going to give you some pointers of what you can do to help out. Be right back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the hundredth time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news.
They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
You know, I always say that my job, if you follow me, if you follow me at my locals, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer at locals.com, and you get really hardcore information that's normally banned on social media. And yes, folks, I'm still trying to get my voice back. I think I'm finally back up to 85% physically. My voice is not coming back yet, where I actually got attacked with a bioweapon. Several of us did. It was not COVID. It was a form of streptococcal A combined with scarlet fever. I honestly thought I might not make it, but my voice hasn't come back yet. I'm working really, really hard on it. Now, what I think going on, and as I said about my viewers, you know, I'm watching listeners in chat, and sometimes, whether it be locals or Facebook, you can look at my ugly mug. I have a face for radio. I'm telling you, I have a face for radio, not for TV. And you see this big wicked forehead that God gave me. And it's because I think about things too much. Maybe. Thinking about things too much. But this is thinking about our country. We've got to figure out how to do this. We have to. You heard my Southerner come in? Figure. We got to figure out. We have to figure out what we can do. And it's real simple. I do believe like others, that this current administration is trying to push all of our buttons, trying to get us to rise up so they can, coming for the 2024 election, impose martial law and suspend that election. I'm telling you right now, that's what it looks like. Now, the reason I'm saying this, right? The reason I'm saying this is because you have to take everything into context. Number one, we have bozos running around the United States that really look like they're FBI agents. right, in khaki pants, shields, flags, running in the streets, chanting like they're warlike warriors, calling themselves the Patriot Force. That's how the government is trying to weaponize the word patriot, Patriot Force. Then, at the very same time, they've opened the floodgates to the United States of America, our wonderful country, and they're giving these people benefits we don't even get. They're giving people benefits that even our men and women of the armed forces, when they come back or if they get hurt, do not get. They are doing everything they can while they are in office, illegitimate or not, to undo everything that stands for America. And it is part of a plan. It is part of a plan, I believe, because the undoing of America has been going on ever since the Communist Manifesto was published in the late 1800s and was talked about in Congress in the 50s. Now, young people, the young people monitoring social media and all this stuff, do not know their history, and so they want to label this as hate speech, only because they haven't gone back and looked at the Communist Manifesto. By the way, go back to my archives, you'll find where I show in the 1950s, we knew this was coming, and they laid out the plan, and every one of those plans has come to fruition. We're now in the end game. I am not in any way saying we take up arms. That is foolish and nuts. We're not there. If you do that, and if you start talking that way, they're going to take away our Second Amendment. They're trying to set it up now. The last vestige to fall is our Second Amendment right for gun ownership. They're trying very hard to do it. So you flood the country with illegals. You make the votes not mean anything. You write legislation that is basically political payola. Remember, a lot of these people that are staying home on unemployment are getting more unemployment than what they could get working. No wonder they're staying home. It's a buy-off, 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 buy-off. It's actually buying votes in my book, but they're doing it in a way that is ironically perfectly legal. That is why you have to kind of open your eyes and you kind of have to understand everything. If you don't look at the big picture and you only have horse blinders on, you're not going to understand that every bit of this comes down to one thing, your vote counting. Remember, our great country was founded on an incredible piece of paper called the Declaration of Independence. We have kind of undone ourselves because we have mistreated a very simple piece of paper to use, and that is actually a ballot. Everything I have talked about gets put in place because of the vote. You do not have to take my word for it. Take their word for it. What do I mean by that? If these cities are scrambling to allow illegals, non-American citizens, to vote, you understand that that is the core thread of them getting everything they want passed and done. It is all about the vote. Period. It is all about the vote. I'm looking at people in chat saying, you know, there were kids that were working 10 hours part-time and now is making $4,000 on unemployment. There you go. This is a really big buy-off. Now, at the heart of this, in all of these sweeping laws and stuff they're doing, they, in fact, want to get rid of the paper ballot. If you've watched anything I've done, I've told you it is only exclusively about the paper ballot. We have to pay attention to the paper ballot. We must stay with a paper ballot. Why? If we go to e-voting, if we go, our government and the U.S. Postal System is working on an e-voting program. If we go electronic and we get rid of the paper, it is over. If we allow just unmitigated mass mailings to everybody of official ballots saying, we call you legal, if it comes back, we're going to count it, and we suspend the rules, we're doomed. Now, even when you think 2020, and we understand tons of people, you know, some people got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ballots. Ballots sent to people that don't exist. Ballots sent to people that were dead people. But you have to understand, in our northwestern states, like Washington and stuff, they have been perfecting how to deal with the mail-in ballot and do it exclusively with mail-in ballot for a decade. This is not new. This is how they have taken over the northwest coast of the United States. This is a perfected system we're watching, folks. And even if you had secured ballots and write ballots, you've got to have the protections in place that it must have a signature and must be a real person. But in times of things happening, literally, they are undoing America. And they're doing it by shortcutting laws. They're doing it by doing not even emergency votes, but just emergency action, which there is no right to do. I'm really worried about this non-citizens gaining voting rights. And it's because we're now caught in the crossfire that many Americans believe, oh, my vote doesn't count. I'm never going to vote again. If you hear people saying that, you need to tell them to go register as a Democrat, and you need to start learning Chinese. Because you know, you never need to fix an election if you just can also convince the public elections don't count. You understand the triangulation here? Number one, they're telling you that there's no such thing as election or voting fraud. We know that's not true. Historically, we know that's not true. They are telling you that we're going to let illegals and non-citizens vote. Trump's your vote. And then at the same time, right, in doing all this, they want to take away the paper. They want to change the rules because everything is about the vote. And then you are in this crisis where you don't, in your mind, see judges acting on it or arrest, and that's all part of a plan too to make you think it doesn't matter. And when you think it doesn't matter and you think it's not going to be enforced, you know what people tend to do? Screw it. I'm not going to vote. Every angle, every trick of psychological warfare is being used against us in the United States of America. Now, I think this is an accelerated plan. It's been going on very steadily because if you can take away freedoms a little at a time, people don't notice it and they're kind of okay with it. If you do too much too fast, it tends to stick out like a sore thumb. Well, the system didn't account for in 2016 when you got off your butt and you got in and voted. And when you got off your butt and you got in and voted, and we had 4 years of incredible prosperity, lowest unemployment rates in all categories across the board, it scared the system. The system can't let you, the lowly serf or servant or citizen, well, we can't let them have power. We got to figure out how to take this back. And take it back they did, in the opinion of many people. I believe it. And now, that's why they're pushing really hard. One of the fastest growing ones is Vermont. I told you that. They're pushing citizens, right? They overrode Republican Governor Phil Scott. The city of Montpelier and Winooski, am I saying that right, in Vermont? You can all vote over the age of 18, even if you are a non-citizen. They bus a lot of these illegals to Vermont, Washington, D.C., like I said, all of Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, they're doing this. Why would they be doing it? And they're doing it very simply to basically control the system. The last vestige is to let people think they have a system and mock play in a system and play like they vote, but it doesn't mean anything. I fear that that's the plan underway. I fear that that's what we're seeing. But we can defeat this if you understand what to do, how to activate, and how to tell them to cut the crap. I'm going to give you my plan when I come back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Those in the know like to stay in the realm of innovation. Join them. It's easy to keep up with the latest trends and own the latest tech with BMW Select, as it offers you the option to drive a brand new BMW every 3 years. You also get to tailor your deal to suit your pocket and your lifestyle. Visit select.bmw.co.za for more. BMW Select, dynamic finance for ultimate control. BMW Financial Services is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
Okay, folks, how can you tell the system to cut this crap? How can you help fix what's going on in the United States of America and make sure we save our country? Now, earlier in the broadcast, I told you about a million plus illegals coming across our borders, flooding in last year. I want to put that into perspective for you. The average town in the United States is about 6,400 people. They let enough illegal immigrants come into the United States in a very short window that for every man, woman, and child of those 6,400, you can stack an illegal right next to them. For every man, woman, and child, they did this enough to replace 190 American cities last year. You have to think of it that way. 190 American cities were replaced one-to-one with illegals. When you start replacing these cities, you ultimately end up replacing their school boards, their city councils, their mayors, and you change the face of a state. That's why I want you to understand how critical this is. Period. In many states, I believe the sheriffs should activate. I agree with many that are talking about that. The sheriffs actually have the jobs for enforcing this. They're an elected official too. Many of them should stand for law and order. Some don't. You're only going to be as good as your local sheriffs. But everything I told you today comes down to controlling one thing. That is the vote. Period. If you control the voting process and you control the votes, you control everything. We are a country where our personal assets for all of us equal about $147 trillion. That's all the stuff we have in the bank, land, ownings, real estate, everything. $147 trillion. Our government, I think, is at about $160 trillion that our government owns. So we're just going to basically call it, you know, $325 trillion. If you control the system, you technically control $325 trillion, period. $1 trillion. You know, we think we own our cars. No, we buy our cars, we pay our taxes. Even if we pay our cars off, we keep on paying fees and taxes. Same with our house. You can pay your house off, don't pay your property tax, you're gone, they're going to take it, regardless of what you paid for it. This has already been enacted at even the smallest levels. A lot of these countries you hear about in Europe, you don't own your home. You basically have a 99-year lease from the government. And it is totally up to them of whether they want your family, after you die, to be able to still continue to live there. If they don't like you, they boot you out. That's how this stuff goes. There's a lot of crown holdings, a lot of this stuff that works this way. And every bit of it comes down to who controls the vote. No, I think you learned in 2020 that our votes are compromised. There are issues. We've got to look at them. We've got to change it. But it's been a gift. It's been a gift because our eyes are now open. That's why I say with Donald Trump not going back in, which would still been of great, our eyes wouldn't be open to this level. It still would have been coming, but we would not have been prepared. So we have the gift of knowledge and our eyes open, which is the only way you can fight any war. Because the worst thing to do is to think your vote counts when in fact it doesn't. That is the Matrix. That's where you're in the Matrix. The guy says, this, make me a movie star. I want tons of money, tons of girls. I don't want to have to think about any of this. That's how a lot of people are. They just want to slip back into that cocoon, plug in, and be a battery unit for the system. That movie is not far off of what's happened to us. We are becoming serfs. Not smurfs, serfs, like in medieval times. We're just earning units, and we're more and more becoming earning units with no say, period. Earning units with no say. And the only thing that saved us in 2016 from the accelerated plan that was put in by two administrations ahead of it was you got off your butt and you did something. That is the only thing that's going to save the United States of America right now. And I believe if America falls, the whole world falls. Get off your butt. Email, phone calls, letters. I'm not talking about rioting and putting a mask on and spraying bear pepper spray. That's crap. You have to get activated in this. You have to talk about it. I know they want to shame you and cancel you for talking about it. That's part of suppressing you. You get upset. Oh, they just shame me. They make me bad. I don't want anybody not to like me because they convinced you that everybody must like you. You know what? Screw that. I really don't care if you like me, but I do care you have the right information, and I do care you protect yourself because I need you protecting America as much as I protect America. That's what this is about. It's not about likes, loves, or anything else. It is about you getting activated right now, getting involved, and in culture, race, and American politics, you call them all out and you tell every one of them to finally cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now, you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. The choice is yours. I hope you join me. Click on the link below to take advantage of this exclusive, limited-time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.